You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, and I am joined this morning by a good friend and a familiar voice to our entire listenership. President and Rosh Yeshiva of Or Torah Stone, Rabbi Kenneth Brander, joins us this morning, introducing, discussing, bringing to our listening audience the new segment, or I should say the new video series called If These Stones Could Speak. It is a powerful new video series in which we follow Rabbi Brander as he explores off the beaten track sites around Israel. In each week's short video, Rabbi Brander brings lifelong forgotten stories and uncovers hidden messages from the past that help us build a better, more just, and more unified future. Rabbi Brander, good morning, and thanks for making the time to join us today.
Thank you. It's a privilege always, Miriam, to talk to you. I apologize. I'm in a car by the old city, so if you hear some honking, it's just wonderful Israeli traffic.
Nah, it's authentic. It's good. It's good. It shows us that you're on location.
Totally authentic.
Exactly. You're on location.
Well, not for that, but for on location to give a shear.
That's also important because, frankly, these videos are shearim right. In their own right. Right? There's something about bringing history to all of our viewers that reminds us about that the connection with our past is something that we should not only value but we should substantiate.
You know, I think it's important that sometimes we look at Israel as just a place for tourists. But the truth is that Israel, every single step in Israel has messages from thousands of years of our history that we should really get reacquainted with. Some of it's only a few hundred years, but some of it's thousands of years. And my goal is, and it's been an amazing learning opportunity for me also, my goal is to share with those who want to listen to these very short videos, they're 2 minutes, about different things all over Israel so that we can recognize messages of the past that really can affect the present and the future and can give us really spiritual reflection and introspection on how we organize our lives as individuals and as a community. And that's my hope, that's what we'll achieve together. And hopefully people will start writing in with their ideas, but just to see the various aspects that are found within both ancient synagogues or ancient locations within Eretz Israel is just amazing. And again, it's short opportunities for us to reflect on the past and allow it to help us focus on the future.
Tell me what inspired this video series. Where'd it come from?
Well, this form of archaeology, what I would call halachic-based archaeology, has always been something that I've been interested in. And throughout my married life, my wife, Ruchi, has given me the opportunity to take off time and to learn on these issues, whether it is spending a summer in the old city and going through the Rambam, Maimonides, and the laws of Beit HaBechira, the building or the development of the Beit HaMikdash, or seeing statements in the Gemara that are very much reflective of paradigms of spirituality that are seen within the archaeology. So, for example, one of the short videos will be on the House of Katros, which the Gemara in Pesachim speaks about. And we'll talk about, was the Katros family a family of high priests? You know, what were they considered, righteous high priests or not? And what can we see from the archaeology as well as the statements from the Gemara and the statements of Josephus. And the challenge is to be able to do that in 2-minute segments so people can digest it and also learn something. Or the fact that in Tzipori, the place where the Mishnah was comprised, there is a shul that does not face towards Jerusalem on purpose. Why is that? And should that have been done? Or the fact that when walls were expanded in Jerusalem after the refugees from the Kingdom of Israel, there were homes that were totally destroyed, and putting the poorest of the communities out on the street. Was that a moral thing to do or not? And how does that affect decisions made by the IDF in the current framework? So the questions are that you can see in archaeology issues that Chazal, for example, that previous case discusses in the tractate of Sanhedrin and others. And it's also something that, you know, the 500 students that I have in the IDF as we speak are struggle with. So if you can combine all of those ideas together, you realize that there's a certain fluidity and a certain interaction between the past, present, and the future. And you realize that we're living in miraculous times, but we're really standing on the experiences of the past. And some of them weren't so different, even though we live in a modern age. Some of the struggles of having a modern government, in society run by Jews is not any different. And we can learn from the archaeology and cause it to reflect upon our interactions and engagements.
All in 2 minutes or less.
Right.
That's the goal. That is, first of all, as
I never realized how much work it was to video, the guy who's doing this, Josh, who does the video recordings, like, he's amazing. I never realized how much work it was to do this properly. That in itself has been an amazing learning experience to see all the people who are working on this and how professional they are and how good a job they do. And, my drusha slot now is 2 minutes, or at least these drusha slots are 2 minutes.
Right. That's a whole.
That's what I'm doing now, which is much longer.
That's a whole different skill set, right? To be able to impart an entire message in 2 minutes or less, keep an audience captivated, make them want to watch to the end. And listen, it's not an anomaly at this point to get a video, right? There's so much content that's delivered by video, and it's not anomalous either to check how long the video is before you hit play. So to know that these videos are 2 minutes means that it's digestible content. You're actually meeting people where they are. You have a point, you have a vision, you have a purpose for these videos, but you want to make sure that people hit play. So it's not just about the content, it's where the content is delivered, which is obviously something we very much appreciate here. And so trust me, anybody who works here gets the challenge of being able to do what you're looking to do in 2 minutes.
Right. And Miriam, you also inspired me to do this because we talked about, should I continue to do this or that? And you said, there are a whole bunch of questions you need to ask yourself. I took your advice seriously, and this is somewhat what came out of it. Share an idea that is unique, that is Torah-based, that allows you to share archaeology, halacha, Jewish philosophy, merge it all together, and put it in a fashion that people will be inspired in 2 minutes or less.
Well, I can't take any credit for this. I appreciate the nod. In hockey, we would call it an assist. I'm not even sure I get the assist for this, but it is certainly a goal because you've scored here. The first video, the trailer that came out, very much was, first of all, was very exciting. I was so excited to see the fruition of your work. And again, you want to talk about the quality of the production, it's certainly there. And then the video that was dropped just a couple of days ago was really fascinating. I mean, the entire story about this oven existing behind a shul the entire concept is so foreign. When you bring up this, that just making this point about what it means to share and commingle, was such a great word, commingle your food with someone else's in a space just so that everyone can have warm food Shabbos morning was such a wow. First of all, to meet the needs of the community, this is unbelievable. And second of all, I mean, putting aside everyone, as you mentioned in the video, everyone's kosheros, everyone, what they do in their home, et cetera, just for the same purpose and common good of having a warm Shabbos meal, just the fact that they reached their goal because they kept their goal in sight, to me was fascinating.
Right. And there's another piece that I didn't put into the video because I'm trying to honor that 2 minute piece. The reason why this communal oven was put right behind the shul, which again, anyone who watches these videos, whether they live in Israel or they come to visit in Israel, can then go to these sites and see them on their own, and they can see it. But the reason why it was by the shul was because in case the Arev went down, which happened on some occasions, they could eat together in the shul because the communal oven was set up in a way that you could take the food out of the oven, and there was like this mini eruv around the synagogue. So it would allow people to eat together. So one of the times that I was doing the filming in this area, someone stopped me, and they were like shocked that I had known this, because this was done in the 1920s, and I certainly don't come from that time period. So the guy said to me, he was an elderly man who said his responsibility was to help, you know, bring the wood for the fire on Erev Shabbos. And he told me that there were a few times where the Erev of Shari Chesed came down, because it wasn't like it is now, that there was a communal Erev around Yerushalayim, or multiple communal Erev in around Yerushalayim, and they would all eat together. So that means Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's family, Zatzal, would eat next to the community peddler. And there's just amazing messages. And please God, next week there'll be another amazing message from that shul, and then we'll move on to other places.
Unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable opportunity for me, and I hope for the people who are watching the videos to learn more about Israel and to realize its relevance to our lives.
If These Stones Could Speak is the name of the video series released and being released by Or Torah Stone, featuring our guest today, the president of Rosh Yeshiva of Or Torah Stone, Rabbi Kenny Brander, here on That's Life. Rabbi Brander, I'd have to imagine, I mean, listen, are you considered an Olech Chadash anymore? I mean, do you still have the status? I guess it depends on who you talk to. The people who have been there since Hakamata Medina will always consider you an Olech Hadash. But for the multitudes of people who have made Aliyah since you've been there, you're one of the people who have greeted them. But this has to renew that excitement as an Olech every single time you discover something new in these stones.
100%. I mean, I think we are still considered Olech Hadash for certain things. But not for other things. And I actually most days speak more Hebrew than English at Or Torah Stone because of the teaching or the engagement with members of the community. But the idea that you live in Yerushalayim, literally, you know, 30-minute walk from the Kotel, it's just amazing. But the idea that you can now walk by places and just reimagine and rediscover the past that has so much to do with the present and the future is something that makes Israel unique. And I wanted to share it with those who want to watch these short videos. And I wanted to find a way that I can still grow in my love and commitment to Israel. And this allows me to achieve both.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, there are so many times, and I don't have to tell you this, you are a continued educator, but also that student in you is still very vibrant. And I find myself also constantly looking for things to expand my knowledge. And obviously now at this point, I'm in a totally different line of work. And so there's plenty of for me to learn. That is for sure. But as educators, we can always be better educators. We can always be better teachers. But that has to come from somewhere. That has to come from a constant quest to learn more on our own. And I hear the excitement in your voice. And I think it's fantastic because, and obviously supported by your wife who gets you, right? And allows you to explore and to foster your love of archaeology, but now you're imparting it in a different way, reminding us that our history is not only something to connect to, but something that wasn't so long ago.
100%. And I also think to be a good teacher and a good Rebbe and a good Mechanech, you always have to be a student. You have to do both. You have to do Lilmod Ulame together, because the minute you stop having a thirst from learning, no matter what you're teaching, whether it's in Avelus or whether it's in the Sechet Baba Basra, or whether it's Hilchos Shabbos, or whether it's, you know, the archaeological development of the southern wall of Israel and the halachos of Tum and Tahara that are found in the archaeology, I think that you can't be as passionate. I think that teachers, mechanchim, have to always be on a journey of growth, of learning growth. And it allows me personally, in a very selfish way, to make sure I'm, as the president of Or Torah Stone, I could be involved with administration, you know, 24/6. But if you want to be also a Torah teacher and you have that blessed opportunity, you have to grow in your learning, because if you don't grow in your learning and you stagnate, you know, slowly you'll stop being able to communicate messages.
Right. Did it also occur to you, by the way, that, and I, is something that just occurred to me when I was watching the video and the whole purpose behind the video, there seems to be also a secondary or even a tertiary, I don't want to say goal, but benefit of these videos, which is that it continues to connect us to the land at a time where so many on this planet question whether or not we have a valid connection to this land. And so subtly, surreptitiously, these videos are just reminding, just putting them out there, reminds people that, yeah, we've been here for a very long time. When we claim the land as ours, there's proof behind it.
I think you're 100% correct, but I think there's actually two messages. One of the messages is exactly what you just said, and one of the messages I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think there are two messages. One message is the message of what we share with others. The idea and recognizing the fact that this is our land. We've been here for thousands of years. And the archaeology doesn't lie and proves it and shares with it and shows it. But I think there's another message also. And the other message is that we live at a time where the Jewish people are becoming more and more fractured and more fragmented. And I think when you study the archaeology, you will see that some of the challenges that we're dealing with now, whether from the right, from the left, from the center, whether people who love this new government or people who can't stand it, the fragmentation and the fracturing that's happening amongst our people, this is not the first time it's happened. And you will see from some of the videos that we will share that Klal Yisrael had the same challenges, and sometimes we succeeded in dealing with them, and sometimes, tragically, we didn't. And what does that say about the posturing that we should be engaged in now or not engaged in now?
A lot to think about. These videos are accessible on the Or Torah Stone YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@Torah Stone. Also, you can go to ots.org.il/stones and sign up there as well. And ots.org.il/if-these-stones-could-speak. That one's a little bit of a mouthful, but the easier one is ots.org.il/stones. Rabbi Brander, I'm very excited about this entire series. I give you and your entire team a tremendous amount of credit. I think it's wonderful, and it has great purpose, and certainly has great purpose also for the future and for classrooms here in the diaspora. I mean, these are two-minute segments that every classroom can integrate and will capture everyone's interest. I just think that there are so many purposes and so many benefits to this series that I'm thrilled that you did it. And I would love to be able at another time to continue our conversation and hear how this is part of the future of Or Torah Stone, because I imagine that not only is the future bright, but this fits right in. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And if I could just add, if you go to the Or Torah Stone website, ots.org.il, it will take you how you can sign up for this.
Even better.
So you don't have to, if the stones could speak, yeah, I think that's probably a faster way. But thank you very much for this opportunity. And I'm getting stopped on the street from people I don't know who tell me, you know, I've watched this video, it's amazing, it's great. I don't know numbers, but what I do know is that there's so many people coming over to me and saying that it's giving them a second look. And I think over the next few months, they'll see more and more opportunities for this reflection and introspection.
Amazing. Amazing. Can't wait to see more. Can't wait for the next video, and can't wait to speak to you again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Rabbi Brander. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.